Radio.
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights.
Simple, and it says,
now that
I'm here
with you,
my heart, I gladly
lay before you
my wounds, my tears, my pain. With confidence, O Lord,
I lay down at your feet. Felt like the best that I had to give has fallen short so often. Now this part is simple.
Amen, amen. Good evening, my kingdom sisters, my kingdoms and brothers. Amen, my kingdom family. Amen. We welcome everybody in to Women Speak Now. I am the honoree of tonight. Amen. Just praise God just for one more opportunity that He allowed me to be among the living and not among the dead. So I'm excited tonight to see what the Father has in store for His sons and His daughters, His children. Amen. On tonight, let's go into a quick prayer, and we're going to jump right into the Word of God on tonight. And I do give honor to Pastor E. Hamilton, amen, the host of this Women's Network, Women Speak Now, men's and different ones. So I do give honor to him tonight, but I give honor to the Most High God. It's my Lord, my Savior, my Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai. He's my good Father, and He is my good friend. So I do give honor to Him tonight. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before Your presence tonight, God. Listen to the voice of God on tonight. Father God, we just want to say thank You for this opportunity. We praise You. We shabbat Your name. We glorify Your name on tonight. And we had 10,000 tongues, God. It just won't be enough. So, Father God, tonight, I ask You, Father God, that You will have Your way on this line on tonight. I move myself all the way out of the way so You can have Your way. Whatever I say and speak, through my lips of clay on tonight. Whatever I say, whatever I do, Father God, You get all the honor. You get all the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So as I was seeking God, maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, about, Lord, what would You have me to bring before Your people on tonight? And I was just, you know, thinking of the goodness of the Lord, and I was driving, matter of fact, on my way to work. And the Spirit of the Lord say, I need You to talk on tonight that I will bless the Lord. And He said, tell the people why I told you to choose a subject at a time in a season like this. Because He said, you have so much to bless me and at all times. And I was just thinking about, you know, all the things that God has did for me and my family. And I said, oh, my God. So He said, tonight, talk about I will bless the Lord at all times. That means we could be saved all day long. Come on, somebody. We could be saved 7 days a week. We could be saved however long we want to be saved. So we should not, we have no excuse to say, oh, God forgive me. He can't forgive us, but we can be saved all day long. Keep our mind focused up on Him. Amen. Trust in Him. So tonight we're going to talk about I will bless the Lord at all times. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth, your mouth, their mouth, everybody's mouth. God is not looking at us. He's looking at you. You can be surrounded by people who are praising God. But if you are not joining in the exaltation, He will be robbed of the praise. Amen. So what you saying? We should celebrate our sister and our brother. Whenever God bless someone else, we're supposed to celebrate with them. Amen. We're supposed to praise God for their blessing because, see, He said, whatever may happen for them, may happen for you. So we should never be joking in anybody that God has blessed. We should be praising God. He said we should be surrounded by people who are praising God. But if you are not celebrating with that person, He said He's going to be wrong. So the Bible says celebrate our sister and brother. He said rejoice with those. Bless them who God has blessed. Amen. The God said who He blessed, no man can curse. So we should be worried about what people say about us, talk about us, because guess what? They talk about Jesus Christ. So why not us? And see, I remember in the book of Job, when he just what the God said, have you considered my servant Job? When the enemy came in and took everything Job had, but he said, take everything he got, but what God say? Don't touch Job's soul. So I'm pretty sure Job was blessing the Lord. He was praising God, and even though he was going through some stuff, but see, God had gave him a promise. So Job said, I'm going to trust God. And he said, I'm going to trust until my chain come. He said, though he slay me, yet shall I wait till my chain come. So Job was praising God. So we need to learn how to praise God with each other. Praise God because he has what? Deliver me, deliver you from our flesh, our emotions, our feelings, and our but the Lord because what? Guess what? With many of us tonight, we want to give up. Amen. We want to throw in the towel. Amen. Come on, somebody. And we know we got to be real. Our faith, not where it's at right now. We was not where we was at right now. For all of us, we can all pick tonight that we all came from a mighty, mighty long way. And we all can say we still coming. Amen. So every day we got to grow in grace, grow in faith. Amen. So we also take tonight that I thank God that my faith is better than what it was yesterday, last week, last month, last year. The apostles go from what? Glory to glory, from faith to faith. So faith is where it is not. And when I did not trust the Lord, come on, we all got to be real. There was a time in our lives where we got to admit, I did not trust the Lord like I supposed to. But in the midst of that, you still can say, but I still bless the Lord. Because when he did so much for me, so much for you, come on, somebody, I back up against the wall. We know we're going to get the money, power, bills for. Come on, somebody. We still bless the Lord in spite of our family might not understand why we praising God when everything's piled up on us. But see, the more we praise God, the more God's going to bring us out. So that's why I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in who? Lisa mouth. Because I know for a shadow of doubt, in 2012, when I lost my job, come on somebody, and I didn't know how I was going to get my mortgage payment paid. I didn't know anything. You know, you get called into a conference room, and you have no idea today your last day. You've been there 12 years, and then you're making this good money, and all of a sudden the good money comes down to unemployment. By then, unemployment, I think it was like $100 a week. So my faith was tested. God test my faith. I never remember when I had got behind on my mortgage payment, $10,000. And God trust my faith. One night I was driving home from Bible study. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, Lisa, do you trust me? And I, yeah, I trust you, God. But I didn't. My emotions, my feelings, all I'm thinking about is how I'm going to pay this $700 a month mortgage payment when now I lost my job, and now I'm for $700 a week to $100 a week, but God kept saying, trust me, Lisa, I will not bring a shame on you. And how I'm able to go through the whole, that great transition, I praise God, I bless the Lord, I was faithful, I was dedicated, I was committed to God, I was sold out to God, and I'm telling y'all, I was not where I'm at right now. I'm going to be real with you. Because I was not in growing in faith. Come on, somebody. I was saved. I was in ministry. But it got to be real. I was not what was it right now. So in the meantime, we're going through this great transition and, you know, getting phone calls, getting letters, getting threats. Are we going to foreclose on your house? And all I'm saying, God, what am I doing? And God pulled me in and said, don't tell a soul, not your children. Don't tell your pastor. Don't tell nobody. And he said, Lisa, I'm not going to bring a shame on you. He said, if you trust me, I'm going to work it out for you. And I was like, okay, God. But in my heart, my mind, I want to trust in God. I got to be real. I'm going through the emotion, panicking. Like I said, my mortgage payment is $9,000, $10,000 behind. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose my house. And God fought the man, said, you ain't going to lose your house. He said, I'm working it out for you. And I went on through that, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. I'm still going through, still think, oh, God, what am I going to do? But God says, you can't tell nobody. Don't tell a soul. He says, if you be quiet, God says, I'm going to bring you through this right here. And today, I promise you all, I'm in the same house for 2012, 2021, and the $10,000, the debt was canceled. Because God told me, gave me one word. He said, Lisa, do you trust me? And then God spoke to me and said, trust the process. Ooh, I mean, that's heavy right there. How can you trust the process when you got $100-some coming in every week? Come on, somebody. Then you got all this mortgage payment, utility bill. No, you got your car insurance, your cell phone bill. You got cable, all this stuff piled up on me. But I promise y'all, nothing got cut off. God kept telling me, Lisa, trust me. And he said, just bless me. Just praise me. And he said, one day you're going to have a testimony. You're going to tell the story how it was nobody but God and high that helped us, because I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. So that's why I have to praise God. I have to stay committed, got to stay dedicated, got to stay faithful. Come on, somebody. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like. Tonight, I promise you all, if you just bless the Lord in the midst of your storm, in your trial, whatever you go through tonight, if you learn how to bless the Lord in the midst of you trusting the process, oh, my God, God will break us out. How you know I'm a witness? I promise you, I had God come from the depths of me, had a $5,000 loan, got counseling, he paid off my car for me, and I went through all of that. But I was faithful, I was dedicated, I was committed, and I was focused. And I stayed in my place, stayed in my position. I don't care. God told me, don't tell my children. And, you know, it's hard when you go through stuff because we want to tell our family. But when God tell you, don't tell nobody. Come on, somebody. He said, if you're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So I had to go through that all years and years and years, not telling my kids, not telling my family. Because I'm like, oh, I know they're going to talk about me. You know, you're going to be saved, a woman of God, and you don't lost your job, and you have a hand on your house payment. You're going to be foreclosure. But the Holy Ghost said, I need you to be quiet. He said, don't tell nobody. Ask my for no money. Don't you try to get no loan. God says, don't do nothing. He said, if you trust the process, he said, I'm going to bring you out. And today, I'm in the same house. I promise you all, and I promise you the $10,000 I got behind my mortgage payment, it was like white clean. Because God said, do you trust me? See, that's one thing we have to learn. Whatever we're going through in life, if God says, do you trust me? And then he says, can you trust the process? What you saying? See, God said, I'm processing the things for us right now. But he said, in the midst of me processing, can you trust the process? Oh, my God. See, we can't trust the process if we're not anchored, we're in focus, we rooted, we planted. Come on, somebody. And we got to have our mind renewed, our mind focused, because you can't trust the process if your mind is all clogged up about all this and that. There's no way you're going to trust the process, because all you are see, you start leaning to your own emotion, your own feelings, your own flesh, your own intellect, what you're going to think, and you're going to miss it. But God said, can you trust the process? Can you trust me? How can I trust you, God? He said, how you going to trust me? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. In spite of what I'm going through, I'm going to stand on Psalm 34. I'm going to read Psalm 34, verse 1 and 2. What he said, trust the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I don't care. Yeah, I got little coming in the mail. My phone ringing. Come on, somebody. I'm getting email. I'm going to still bless the Lord. The more I bless him, the more God going to clear some things for us. Come on, somebody. But he can't clear for us if you ain't got no faith. Come on, somebody. You got to have your faith got to be filled up. You got to trust God. I don't care what it's seeing like. If we got a husband or a wife, if they don't believe God, you still got to say, baby. Baby, come on. Come on. We going to bless the Lord at all times. In spite of, I know you don't understand. I know you wonder why I'm so calm, because I'm going to bless the Lord. See, when he say, I will bless the Lord at all times. All time means when it's hard, when it's good, when it's up, when it's down, or whenever how it look, you still got to bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to read Psalm 34, 1 through 3. Psalm 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. So he's saying, you tell me, you're going to do what? I'm going to bless the Lord all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, somebody. When you fight up against the wall, I'm going to praise God. Come on, when I got my money, I'm going to praise God. Come on, gas low in my car, I'm going to still praise God. Because he said, his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. So the more I praise God, the more I worship him, more I thank him, more I trust you. God, I believe you. God, you're my way maker. Come on, somebody. God, you told me to speak to the four corners of the earth. God, put me in somebody's heart. Put me in my remembrance. That means I'm praising God. So I don't send up praises. So what happened? The angels come and get our anthem took it before God and brought it back to us. Amen. Verse 2 says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Humble is the way. If we want to be exalted, we want to be increased in God and the word of God, we got to stay humble. The more we humble ourselves about the mighty hands of God, he said in due season he will exalt us. So in the midst of we're going through, what we're going through, guess what you got? I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. I don't care what nobody say. You ain't got to believe me, but I got a word from God. God told me, trust the process. God said, do you trust me? So you don't understand my praise. You don't understand why I got to continue to praise God. Yeah, you might be talking about me. Come on, somebody. I'm going to still smile. I'm going to still rejoice. I'm going to still celebrate. And guess what? See, what God said, what we do in secret, he's going to up the reward us. That's why we can't tell everybody. When we go through some things, come on, somebody. You can't tell certain people when God's taking you through the fire. Woo, that's good right there. Come on, somebody. We go through that consuming fire. There's something in us that God's trying to burn out, trying to deliver us. He's trying to set us free. But you got to be willing to go through the prayer, walk the Bible, count the calls. But come on, somebody. You want to be in Zion. You want to have a greater anointing, a greater prophetic, all of that increase, you got to go through. But in the midst of you going through, I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to celebrate him. I'm going to exalt him. I'm going to tell how much I love him. I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm standing in the church, standing in the street, standing in the corner in my house and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mind because God gave me a promise. He told me, trust the process. He said, trust me. So in the midst of me trusting God, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. In his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. You ain't got to understand why I'm praising God, and you can look at me crazy and say, I don't know what she's praising God for. You don't even know. If you only know why I'm praising God, because you had a letter come in the mail, your phone call, come on, somebody. You have a letter in the mail, say, I said, for close on your house, you will understand why I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in Lisa's mouth. Verse 3 said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. That means, come on, we all together, we're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to celebrate the Lord. We're going to praise God. Come on, we're going to salute God, and we're going to do it together. He said, let us exalt his name together. If you ever want to see a move of God, get people to come together. Come on, somebody. If we can come together, and one mind, one spirit, one heart, and we come together in agreement, we'll see a mighty move of God. I remember the folks of Ike when he said it was out on one accord in one room, and what happened? Then he said he filled the room. They all got filled. They all get speaking other tongues. Guess what? They was on one accord. If we could come together, people of God, block everything out. Block everything out. And just our forget about what everybody's saying. Forget about what all the stuff that the naysayers say. And say, y'all, come on, let's come together. We believe in God for this $1 million building, for this $1 million, whatever it is. God said, if I can get two or three to touch and agree with me, he said he will be in the midst. So let's come in agreement with me. Don't worry about it. Don't ask no question. But see, everybody's faith got to be together. Come on, somebody. See, if everybody's faith ain't together, if they don't believe what you believe, they don't see what you say, see what you say, guess what? It ain't going to work. Come on, somebody. We don't need to be asked a question. Probably he said tonight, God told him to get this building in California, and all he got to do is put our thoughts and thoughts down. All we need to do, we need to be agreed with Papa E. Come on, somebody. Don't ask no question. If he said, God said it, we take him at the word of God, and don't you know it's going to manifest? Come on. Faith without work is dead. How can we get anything in the kingdom of God if we're not willing to trust God? Come on, somebody. Trust the process. You got to have faith. Faith is activated. Faith is moving. Come on. You got to move when you don't see that. Come on, somebody. You got no money. You still got to have faith. Because God has called them to get paper with man or woman. Called, say, I don't know why, but God told me that you have this feeling. Come on. For 3 months, no rent, no lease. That's the divine favor of God, because some people had came in agreement with you and me and say, you know what, woman of God? I know if God told you that, he told me the same thing. But you know God's going to confirm when he's out of two or three witnesses, we're going to be a stabber. So whatever God said, he's going to send his word back to perform it. He said, yeah, that was me. Come on, somebody. But we all have to be praising God. We all have to be blessing God together. That means praises go up. Then he said, blessing shall come down. So if you don't praise God in the midst of you going through anything, don't wait until the battle's over. Wait till your miracle is done, your healing. Come on, bless the Lord in the midst of you going through your trial, your tribulation, your test. See, if we learn how to bless the Lord, it'll be more easy for us. Go through the transition. Praise is what we need to do. Your miracle, your breakthrough, your healing is in our own mouth. Come on, somebody. But you got to bless the Lord at all times. I don't care. You can't just bless him when you're close and you're getting a miracle. What if God delayed the miracle? Are you going to still bless the Lord? Come on, somebody. You going to still praise God? Are you going to start down? You going to start warning? And a lot, all kinds of things that come through your mind. But you know, when God giving it to something for us, the enemy try to come in and distract us, get our sidetracked, get our focus, get our course. And even here, like people close to us, he'll say, go test Pastor E. Test Minister Terry. Test Minister Anthony. Pastor Anthony. He allows people to test us to see where we at. Come on, somebody. We have to stay sharp and around by the Spirit. Recognize the enemy is coming. See, God's going to say today's enemy is coming. I need to put on the whole armor of God. You got to be ready. Brace for battle. Prepare yourself, because the end is coming to try to move your focus. But see, if we are not walking in the Spirit, we're going to miss, you know what? Because emotion, feelings, and flesh, we all are not in walking the realm of the Spirit. God is speaking, but ain't nobody hearkening, ain't nobody hearing God. And God said, continue to bless me. Continue to praise me. Continue to worship me. And what we do, we don't do that. We don't allow things to describe your give our focus, get our core. But tonight, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continue to be in my mind, because I know what God has said for me. We also now got a testimony. We got so many miracles, so many breakthroughs, what God has said for us on tonight. But how do we get all that? Praising God. Pressing. Pushing through. Come on, somebody. Tonight, we all at a time we want to give up. We got frustrated. We got irritated. We say, it ain't worth it. And ain't nobody with me. Ain't nobody doing this. But see, let me tell you one thing. You got to remember, the Bible said men are going to start out with us. But at the end, hallelujah, they won't be to go in with us, because they really want with us from the start. Come on, somebody. Because if they will from the start, guess what? When we go through, they go through. See, when one person go through some things, if we say we connect tonight, and we really connected for real, we're going to feel each other's pain, what they're going through. A lot of times God tell me to pray for so-and-so, pray for us, pray for the intercede. I ain't got time to call them on the phone, tip my mom. The Lord said pray for them. Come on, somebody. See, we want to be so busy about it. We know what's going on. When you're going intercession, intercede, pray, stay in the gap. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you what they're going through, and you ain't got to call them. Come on, somebody. He'll let them call you and say, God, I know you pray for me, so I felt your prayer. I know you were praying for me. God told me you were. See, but we want to be seen. We want to be heard. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, don't be a man's pleasure, but be a gospel. But gospel is for some of us. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. Oh, my God. Listen to him. He said, your gifts going to make room for you. Come on, somebody. He said, better than ass up. Go for your own. So to me, I'm one of his daughters. I'm one of his children. I ain't come for no title, because I know who God has called me to be. You call me Lisa, I'm fine with that. Come on, somebody. Because see, you got to know who you are in the kingdom of God. What if they don't call you prophetess, pastor, apostle, official? Are you going to get upset? Come on, somebody. Sometimes people will do that to test us. See, how are we going to react? When Jesus call our name, when he speak to us, what did he do? He called our first name. He don't call by no title. It ain't about titles. It's about tonight. Will you bless the Lord at all times? Will his praises should continue to be in your mouth when you're going through pure hell? Oh, my God. Can you still bless the Lord at all times? Because you see a praise him and all the time. Come on, somebody. People come up against you in your ministry. Can you still bless the Lord? Can you stand in that pulpit and say, I'm going to put on this morning. I don't care who like it, don't like it. And see, when you bless the Lord for your enemies, they want to be quiet. Come on, somebody. When you can praise God in the midst of your enemies, they're going to wonder, how can she praise God? I thought I had, baby, you don't even know. Because God told me the more I praise him, the more he's going to bless me, the more I praise him, the more he's going to bring me out of this storm and trial. And they said, storms and trials is only for a moment. He said, these are the what? Light affliction. Amen. We're going to read Psalms 122, verse 1 and 2. Amen. Psalms 112, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 112, verse 1 and 2. It said, praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. Praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear. Ooh, that means continue. I fear God. I reverence God. I respect God. I honor God. See, people think fear means be afraid. No, no, no. Fear is respect, honor. I reverence God. We come before God. We can't come in God's presence any kind of way. Expect him to. That's our prayer. We're supposed to come into God, what, we're praising him, blessing him, thanking him. And then some will come before God. We can come before God with a repentant heart. Come on, we got to repent. Because some things that we're going to go through our mind, come on, somebody, for things we say from our mouth, and we need to repent before we go into God's presence. That means, God, I reference you. God, I fear you. God, I respect you. God, I honor you. You said delight greatness. And he said in his commandments. Oh, my God. In his commandments. We know commandments of God serve us. We broke from the commandments. Got to be real. We did not keep the commandments for God. That's why the Bible said don't make a vow unto God if you're not going to keep it. But you know what? We thank God we serve an awesome God. We serve a God of another chance. We serve a God of many chances. We serve a forgiving God. We thank God it's not like man, judge, or out of prayer. But God say, I look at your heart. Amen. Because we know some people there, they would have killed you and me by now. It's got to be real. Come on, somebody. If we fall away, but they start saying, oh, they don't sin. They don't bite sleep. And why are people so quick to judge us and saying that we don't sin, we don't fall? Okay, well, several men. One of my colleagues, how do Christian people, church people, judge people so quickly? I never heard it. I've seen it my whole entire life. Why? The Bible says pray for your sister and your brother. The Bible says when you being converted, we're supposed to go and convert other ones in the fruit of meekness, humility, and love. But do we do that? We got to be real people for God. Some of us, we don't do that. When we judge them, we talk about them, we scandalize their name, instead of praying for them, I'm praying for you, brother. I'm praying for you, sister. Whatever you did between you and God, I'm praying for you that God was going to convert you. I'm praying for you. God's going to restore you. God's going to heal you. God's going to bring you back. See, just to encourage your words, edify, build them up. Don't tear them down. They know they don't fail. Come on, son. Jesus said, I'm married to the backslider. And if Jesus forgives them, why can't we forgive? Because we walk in a spirit of pride. Come on, heart of spirit. We don't want to humble ourselves down. We all to eat something. We all do things in our life. But if we had to praise God, if we had to bless God, if we had to quickly repent, turn to God, we might not be where we are tonight. Come on, somebody. What if God would not forgive you and me the things that we did? Oh, my God. Think about that. So that's why we need to stop judging people. Stop criticizing. Stop persecuting. Stop putting them down. Stop beating them down. Build them up. Come on, somebody. We all are sinners saved by grace tonight. Amen. God said he gave his only begotten son for you and me tonight. He went to the cross, and he said it was finished. So we should have no complaint. We should have not be talking about this and that. Everything we're going through, what Jesus said is at the cross. Come on, somebody. I'm going to read verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. his seed. Come on, somebody. He didn't say our seed. He said his seed shall be mighty upon the earth and a generation. Generation. That means we got children. They're our generation. Come on, somebody. And he said upon the right shall be blessed. So in the meantime, we have to learn how to praise God. We have to learn how to bless God. We have to learn how to salute God. We got to learn how to turn our face toward the Lord. We got to learn how to give up some things. Come on, somebody. But tonight, how many say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue be in my mouth. That means you telling God, God, I'm going to bless you. God, I'm going to celebrate you. God, I'm going to salute you. God, I worship you. God, I magnify you. God, I exalt you. God, I love you. God, I adore you. That means I'm blessing the Lord at all times. And his praises, not my praises, his praises shall continue to be in your mouth and my mouth. So whatever you need tonight, whatever you're going through tonight, whatever you're facing tonight, come on, somebody. All you got to say tonight, I will bless the Lord. I will. Come on, somebody. I ain't worried about nobody else. I ain't worried about the keyboards, the drum players. I ain't about the praise team. I ain't worried about nobody. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord in spite of. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I'm going through, come on. Yeah, I got a thorn in my flesh, but I'm going to still bless the Lord. Also, Paul said, God told Paul, I'm not going to put a thorn out your flesh. I'm going to leave it right there. Because God said, what you going to do? Come on, somebody. We think about the Hebrew one with the fire in front. Think about Paul and Paul thrown in jail. But what happened? They said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Think about when he went to the cross for you and me, he gave up his only begotten son. He said, I'm giving up my son. I'm going to take over my son so you all can live and have lived life more abundant. Tonight, what have we sacrificed in 2021? What have we gave up? Has we been praising God like we're supposed to be praising God? Has we been salute him? Come on, somebody. Has we been fasting? Has we been praying? Have we been seeking God? Has we really been praising him for real? Have we really been blessing God for real? Come on, somebody. See, Jesus says, oh, I will bless the Lord. When are you on top? Oh, that's good. But what about when God allowed you to go come to the low? What I'm saying is when he brings us things upon us, he bring us through sickness, affliction of our body, bring us to when we are back up against the wall. Will you bless the Lord then? Will you praise him then? Would you salute him then? What you going to do when you fight up against the wall? Come on, somebody. I'm going to bless the Lord. I'll be like Nehemiah said. I'm going to turn my back toward the wall. I'm going to still trust God. I'm going to still salute him. I'm going to still give him the highest praise. And what is the highest praise? Hallelujah. My God, Isaiah, we have to learn how to bless the Lord. Come on, somebody. God said he'll take little, be making much, but we put it in the master hand. Oh, my God. One of the last times you put something in God's hand, one of the last times you said, God, I trust you. One of the last times you told God, like Job said, don't you slay me, yet should I wait until my chain comes. See, we all can say all of this and that, but what's going to really tell the story when we go through? Can we praise God? Oh, my God. Can we praise God when God says, can you trust the process? Do you trust me? Can we say, I'm going to still praise God? I'm going to still bless the Lord at all times, or his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. All I know is I got to praise God. Come on, somebody. When I almost lost my mind, when I thought I was losing everything I had, could you praise God then? Come on, somebody. When your husband left you, wife left you, your children cussed you out, come on. Because you praise God then, could you still say, I'm going to still bless the Lord at all times? Uh-huh. He said, keep on talking about me. Uh-huh. It's okay, baby. I'm going to pray for you. I love you. God, tell me to pray for my enemies, keep my long hand spoon, keep them close to me. I'm going to bless you. As a matter of fact, can I pray for you? They're looking like, what? Pray for me? Yeah, can I pray for you? As a matter of fact, do you need anything? Can I bless you? Need some gas in your car? You need some food? You need to take you somewhere? See, he said, bless your enemies. Keep them close to you. See, some people say, I ain't doing that. But see, when you mature in the kingdom of God, you can do that. You can bless your enemies. You feed my lungs. As a matter of fact, you can sit and eat with them. As a matter of fact, what you want? I got you. Don't even like. She don't lost her mind. She don't like her. Baby, I know you don't like me, but you got to love me. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I got you. All what you want tonight, baby. Mm-hmm. See, that's how you win them over to Christ, by just showing them love. The Bible says, don't give a two for two. When we can show them love, when you can bless your enemy, they don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. Come on. We already know that. But what we should do, we should rejoice. Don't give them a phone call. Don't text them. Don't email them. Just celebrate. You just say, thank you so for talking about me. How can I bless you? See, when we mature in the kingdom of God, we can do that. But somebody said, hey, mama God, I ain't there yet. I got my kids said, mama, I ain't who you at now. Uh-uh, mama. Uh-uh. I ain't praying. But baby, I'm going to pray for you. See, everybody is not there. Everybody's not mature enough that we can turn it over to you. Oh, my God. What? Something on my right cheek? On my left cheek? God, you tell me to turn my other cheek? God said, yeah, turn your other cheek. Turn it. I did it. Ooh. That's a hard pill to swallow, doesn't it? But when you mature in the kingdom of God, we can do that. We can do it. And the enemies don't even understand. See, when we get solid before the enemies, the devil don't understand us. Because, see, when you ain't saying nothing, they thinking. Some of us need to learn how to be quiet. See, you can't fight the battle if you're talking in the natural. He said, fight in the realm of the spirit. Fight. He said, pray. Put on a stronghold of power of prayer. Because remember, we're not with this flesh and blood. Principalities, rule, weakness, and high place. But he said, cast down every stronghold with the power of prayer. What is the power? The Holy Ghost. What is the power? The anointing. What is the power? The oil. Come on, somebody. You'll never win any battle if you're going with your mouth. Pray in the spirit. Learn how to pray in sorrow. Sometimes we ain't got to say nothing. Come on, somebody. We can walk in the room. People talk about us. And walk in the room, guess what? They all going to get quiet. Because the Holy Ghost going to say, just walk in the room. You got to say a word. He said, the presence up on you. The anointing up on you. They're going to shut their mouth. And they're going to run around. And they're going to be looking. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said, you don't have to fear them. Don't look at their faces. Ha-ha! Woo! See, when you mature in the kingdom of God, you can bless your enemies. How you know I did it? Oh, my God. Did I bless my enemy? Yes, I did. Come on, somebody. And I know I was saved for real. I ain't somebody don't say, I'm saved all the way. Come on, somebody. Because I went through some things and with my kid's father, and the Holy Ghost says, for just mine, says the Lord. You ain't got to fight. That is mine. That was hard, y'all. That ain't, I'm going to be real. That was hard. I said, what, God? God, just let me get her. He said, you can't touch her. But it ain't fair. He said, I know it ain't fair. Don't touch her. He said, remember, I told you, for just mine, says the Lord, I'm going to repay. You ain't got to fight this battle. I got this battle. Oh, my God. Y'all, I was saved for real, y'all. For real. I seen the woman. Can I be real? Driving my car. My car. The Holy Ghost said, you can't touch her. I turned the car around. Ready to go get her, y'all. Holy Ghost said, mm-mm. You can't touch her. Ooh, I said, God, are you? God, you're for real? He said, no. Get back in the car, baby. Go on home. He said, I got this. I got this, y'all. I got to be real. It was hard. But I was obedient unto God, and it paid off at the end. I promise you, I won the case, and God said, see, that's why I told you, get in your car, go home. Don't follow her. It was a setup from the enemy want to set me up, because, see, I was in a good place in the kingdom of God, and I mean, I was saved for real, y'all. I ain't talking about no little saved all the way. Head, toe, body, everything. So I said, God, thank you, God. But to this day, I said, God, I see why you told me, turn that car around, go home. Amen. I'm going to read this last point. I'm almost on. I'm going to read St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. I'm going to go read like 5-9. Then I'm going to be friend turning every hand that possibly. St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. It said, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are thou which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said, those who thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Jesus is speaking. Amen. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the poor in the heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Tonight, are we his children? Some of them might get offended, but he said about them, he said, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Tonight, are we a peacemaker? Oh, my God. Are we in the book of James, talking about them being divided and talking about the tongues tonight? So tonight, in my closing, can Jesus say tonight, blessed are the peacemaker that shall be called his children. So tonight, are we a peacemaker? Are we a hail maker? Are we a fussy? Are we busy about it? Are we keeping up confusion? Tonight, can God say in his closing, can God say tonight about you and me, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. I want to be one of the children of God. I want to be a peacemaker. Sometimes, people of God, we have to learn how to just hold our tongue. We have to learn how to just be quiet sometimes. Even though we want to say something and we want to go off on some people, you got to be real. We all have been like that in a time and time. But the Holy Ghost will say, don't do it. Can we be real? I'm a witness. I have many times and said, oh, God, this ain't right. Blah, blah, blah. And God said, no, you're not. He said, I need you to apologize. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, he said, call a peacemaker will apologize and they ain't done anything just to keep peace. I'd rather be a peacemaker than to be a busybody. Everybody else is fair. No. We are kingdom women, men of God. We are his children. We want God to say, peace, y'all, my peacemaker. Y'all are my children. See, God has chosen people that he chose to be his children. That's why he said, many are called, but few have chosen. When we have been chosen by the kingdom of God, there's certain things we can't do. There's certain places we can't go. There's certain things we can't say. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we got to be quiet. Even though it hurt, the offer said, oh, it's a hard pill to swallow. Got to swallow that pill, baby. Well, at the end, we'll say, I see why I had to hold the peace. But God said, you're going to see why you had to hold your peace. But we can't hold our peace if we're not walking in the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, my God. So as we think kingdom minds, women, men of God, we have to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. If Jesus did it, if we say we are, oh, I'm daughter of God, I'm God ambassador, I'm God chosen one. Okay, are you walking in the Spirit? Ooh, do you have that enduring? Got that long suffering? Think about it. So we got to be careful when we say something like that, because I'm telling you right now, God's going to allow us to be tested immediately. Because he said, I want to see what your faith is at. I hear you saying this. Anytime you get an awesome, kingdom, prophetic, power, sound mind, the enemy come immediately to try to choke the word out of us. But you got to be anchored and rooted and say, uh-uh, devil, you ain't going to steal this word. I'm sealing this word in the blood of Jesus. I seal this word, the word of God. So much matter, give you a strong, prophetic word, we should sow the seed. Because you're sowing the seed into what they had spoken to our lives. Because you know it's of God. All you're doing is sowing the seed. So it's going to manifest. Amen. In my closing, again, are we God's chosen children? In my closing, are we a peacemaker? Think about that tonight, people of God. Are we a peacemaker? Think about that. Because he said in at the first page, Matthew, he said it. My children, peacemaker. So if God was peace, loving, compassion, long-suffering, enduring, all of that, he was all of that. So we have to be all of that too. Don't say it's hard. The Bible says just listen to heart, and God, all things are possible to those that believe. In my closing, again, people tonight, are you a peacemaker? Are you God's children? Have you been chosen by God? Have you been set aside by God for your time at this? God bless you all. Back in your hand, Papa E. Bless you, man of God.
Praise God. Praise God. And bless his holy name. Good evening, my beautiful sister. I'm just
bless
over
you.
Here saying my God bless you. You have blessed us.
Thank you.
Because, you know, Prophet Lisa, you said his praise will continually just to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something we have to say. Are we peacemakers? Because, you know, we bless his name when everything is going well.
Mm-hmm.
When things go wild, and he told us, count it all joy. When things go haywire and not going our way, are
mm-hmm.
we still blessing him? Are we still
uh-huh.
praising him? Are we
yes.
going to believe and stand firm on our faith in him? Are we going to
uh-huh.
continue to lift him up and praise his name? Prophet Felicia, I was listening to you because, you know, this week, Pastor Luckett has shared, we good when the love of God is there.
Mm-hmm.
We all like to hear about how God loves us. But God,
mm-hmm.
he's a good father, and he disciplines us. I know
yes.
when I was in that discipline phase, but when I was in it, I know he was doing it for my own good. And
yes,
I was just
yes.
still, I continue to just praise him and bless his name. You know, when you were ministering, Prophetess Lisa, it took me to Deuteronomy. A lot
uh-huh.
of us, we read Deuteronomy. We like to hear the blessings of being obedient.
Uh-huh.
1 through 14. When we're blessed,
yeah.
this, we're blessed that if we're obedient to his word. But when we get to 15 to 68, we seem to
uh-huh.
skip over that or overlook that disobedience.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You know,
that's
I always
true.
Say I thank God for the trials. Prophetess Lisa, the trial, because
yes.
I counted all
yes.
Jesus, because I'm going to bless his name.
Yes.
Bless his name. My sister, this is an awesome word. And
thank
I was just
you.
Like,
thank
oh, my God. In 2012, you had a hardship. I had a hardship myself. But
that's when
I always say that was my encounter.
Yes.
I had a
like, yes.
St. Paul. I had St. Paul's encounter with Christ. Hmm. And that's when you have that encounter, you say, oh, Lord, I've been doing my way so long, doing it wrong, but I'm still blessing Lisa. Prophet Lisa.
Amen.
We continue to bless his name. Amen.
Yes.
Over circumstances.
Right.
Over our circumstances and over the world's circumstances. That's why he said, keep our mind focused on him.
Yes.
Not on our circumstances, not on our finances. Because
uh-uh.
like you said, when he trusts in him, canceled debt, he canceled debt.
Yeah. Come on.
Things come in, you didn't know it, only by blessing him. Trusting
yes.
him.
I promise you, that's real.
Yes.
Yes.
We praise
real.
God.
Yeah.
We bless you, bless you, bless you for, bless him for using you as a vessel to deliver this word tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. He said, are we peacemakers? You know, I don't know right now, and I'm going to see if there's anybody else available. But you know what, Prophet Lisa, I was listening to you said. You said something, that word. That word you said was forgiveness.
Yes.
Many of us are living with unforgiveness in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really
bless the Lord at all times. His
all
praise
times.
Shall continually be in my mind.
God,
that sounds like a lifestyle.
A lifestyle.
We have to put ourselves in a place to always be ready. And good word tonight.
Yeah.
Good word tonight. Anybody else out there got a comment, prayer request, anything the Lord is putting on your heart? Come on, dial one. Minister Carolyn, welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
All right, good evening, everybody.
Awesome word, what I did here. But, yeah, I would like prayer for my health. And I've been studying about the tongue and speaking life and death and just how you could kill people with your words. So I want a prayer for God to guard my tongue and for deliverance of all bad habits, not just the cussing or the telling people off, but just deliverance from everything.
Amen, 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 amen. Go ahead, prophet. Prophetess Lisa, you want to pray for her?
Yeah, yeah, okay, I got you. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we look up
yes,
this request tonight. God, you heard of request tonight. So, Father God, right now, we touch and we agree with the woman of God right now. And, God, we ask you, God, to quickly move on her behalf because she confessed out of her mouth tonight. What she need help in, hallelujah. And Father God, you said that you are your prayer will not go unanswered. Tonight we touch and we agree for our sister, God, that you will move quickly, hallelujah. You say out of her mouth, she made a plan tonight. So God, we ask you tonight to honor her request. And God, we send on some family. God, you will make haste for her, God. In the name of Jesus, I command the Spirit of God come up on her right now. I speak peace in her spirit, her heart, her soul, and her mind. And I command now, God, that God, she will see you move quickly. She will see your hand move in this situation. Tonight we intercede. We stand in the gap. We cover her now in the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power of God, she will see manifestation in a few days. Huh, my God. She will for the purpose of the Lord come forward, take her in the name of Jesus, God. And I bless you and I celebrate you for doing it for her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Lord, it is done.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
yes,
it is done. Amen. Area code 559, last 46770. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
We bless God for the woman of God sharing the word of God. This is Pastor Vines out of Fresno, California. Listening to the daughter of God share the word of God. And the key thing that blessed my heart, it always blesses my heart, is when we know that we can bless the Lord at that key word, that big word, that three-letter word, all times. That word that says all, that we can bless him at all times. That means
yes,
the good,
sir.
The bad, and the indifferent.
Come on,
we're to
come on.
Bless the Lord. And I praise God for the word of God on this evening. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so
much. Bless you. Bless you. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Bless you.
Bless you, Prophetess Lisa. And
bless
all those
you.
That are fine tonight. Awesome words. Very awesome words. I love Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord.
Come on.
He didn't say sometimes. He said all time.
All the time.
And his praise.
Yeah.
His praise shall continually be and where? In my mouth.
My mouth. Come on now.
He said all time.
Yeah.
Not sometimes, but all time.
All time.
I will bless the Lord. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes,
and that's where I want my praises at. In my mouth and thanksgiving in my heart. Let
thank
his praises
God.
Be in my mouth, thanksgiving in my heart.
Yeah.
I love Psalm 34, verse 1. That word bless me, praise. I will praise the Lord at all times.
Yeah.
I will praise him at all times. And when you said that, I threw up both of my hands towards heaven. I said, Lord, I bless you at all times.
Yeah.
Lord, I bless you at all times, not sometimes.
Come on.
I'm blessing him right now. I bless you, my
yes,
Lord.
Sir. Yes, God.
And you said something else. something else, Prophetess Lisa. You said, are we supposed to be what? Peacemakers.
Peacemaker. Come
peacemaker.
On.
Peacemaker. Well, let me share this. I want everybody on these lines to hear me tonight. You said peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
If we are children of God,
mm-hmm.
we are saved, we are born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Oh, Lord God, sanctify.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And talk about peacemakers. We're supposed to be peacemakers, but not all of us are not peacemakers.
Mm.
All of us are not peacemakers. Some of us are liars. We make mess. We cause mess. You can look at my face and lie right in my face and look in my eyes and you lie. You're not a peacemaker. You're a mess maker. You are a mess maker. Mess.
And see,
you're
that's the result. Look, and that's
the
result of not
the
praising. And that, hey, look, and that's the result of not praising him at all times. I think the key word that we've all really touched into is all. That we have to be consistent with God, and it just can't be a Sunday morning praise or a Bible study worship. It has to be consistent in your heart. Now, most people say out of your mouth. I want to be more consistent with the meditation of my heart. Because the Bible says that the words of my mouth and the meditation, you don't have a word unless you have a meditation in your heart, which is in your mind. So I think that goes back to us having a thoughtfulness of blessing God at all times. That means no matter up or down, big or small, doing good, doing bad, no matter what is going on, you have a mindset to always have God be blessed where there's not a downside to God.
Yes.
So we ought to celebrate that word all tonight, Prophetess. Thank you so much. You have sparked it. And I think that's what we've all connected on is the all part, is that we gotta do better. And I don't care how good you say you are, I'm gonna challenge you now that you can still do better. You still get some vacation time in your mind that you're not blessing the Lord at all times. That goes for me. I may think about the Lakers one night. Hey, whoa, bless the Lord at all times. You may think about the Raiders, which is a team of mine. Got to bless the Lord at all times. So it's always going to be a battle. There's always going to be an opposition. We were talking about Joshua 24 the other day, in that we should not serve the gods of our fathers and the things that they went through and the things of past, that we have to have our own experience. So before I get my mini sermon on, let me just say thank you, woman of God, for sparking that word. We're going to all preach that. We should all preach that this weekend. All. A-L-L.
Yes. Bless you, Father.
All.
Lisa.
Bless you. Thank
you. Bless you, Evangelist.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Love you too, my sister.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophetess, you've done great. You see, when you spark the conversation of the people, you know your word has went forward, and now we all want to preach. Amen. I see there's a few more callers that didn't dial. If you have a request, have one person out there before we close tonight, that one person out there that is a little bit foreign to what we're talking about. It sounds good. You say, like, well, you wish you had that. But you don't know nothing about Jesus. You don't know nothing about the salvation that comes from his sacrifice. And you don't know him personally. We can fix that right now. That is not a hard thing to do. It won't even take 5 minutes. All we have to do is first of all, confess with our mouth that we have made a bad choice in listening to ourselves and not listening to the Lord. And then ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask him to give you the strength to forgive. And then he will now forgive you of all your transgressions, that you can start new with a life in Christ. It's that fast, that possible. But now it depends on what you do after this decision. You please dial one. Come talk to myself, talk to Prophetess, talk to any one of our team members. You can even dial one and request to go in our green room where it's more private. Amen, amen. Well, Prophetess, everybody is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight. God, as this word has fell, Father God, on some good grounds tonight, and God, we this word will touch our heart, and we will praise God no matter what we're going through, what we're facing. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his presence shall continue to be in my mouth and your mouth. We cover this word in the blood of Jesus on tonight. God, every call that dial in tonight, I know they got something out of this word on tonight. So, God, I ask you to bless, Father God, Pastor E. Give us an opportunity to bring a speech, Father God. Bless him going in. Bless him coming out.
Yes.
God, bless him with the overflow of blessings. For his heart desire, bring it to him tonight. We thank you that you shall bless him indeed, enlarge his territory, enlarge his border. And God, we thank you for favor on his life. Wherever he goes, he will find the divine favor of God. God, bless even his show, God. Bless the ministry, God. Bless the life, God. We thank you for everybody tonight. The one that dialed in, the one that did not say anything, just wants to listen. We ask you to bless everybody tonight. Father God, we all tonight shall get sweet sleep. We shall rest in the arm of Jesus. And God, you get all the praise, you get all the glory, and you get all the honor on tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen and amen. And thank you all. And I love everybody tonight. Y'all have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
Amen, amen. Family, thank you for joining our broadcast tonight here on the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. You can join us next Monday. Our next broadcast will be next Monday for Let's Talk Jesus with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. If you're interested in joining the network, the Now Network, please get in touch with us. You can email us at provoked2000@live.com, provoked2000@live.com, or you can call us straight on the hotline. 562-413-3710. Again, family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. God bless.